Good morning, Matthew.
Oh, David, hello, sir. You're a triple treat this morning. Three boys in there.
Well, yeah, we've got the three. Well, Stu's just an absolute rev head, and every time these cars go past, he's up and about.
Yeah, mate, I can't concentrate. Just you talk. I'm just going to watch the cars.
I remember when the great man had the 6.5-litre Holden SS souped up something or other. Oh, there he is. That's him in the background. Yeah. I can hear him. Go.
No, that's still the case, my friend.
can I ask Berkey? Now, yes, Berkey wouldn't be a rivet. One of the great traditions in the BSB household when we go on tours, we love to watch Channel 10 News at 5 o'clock. Laurie actually goes berserk if we don't get the news on. Now, we were having a bit of a beverage, and before the bulletin we said, oh, well, I wonder who's filling in for Berkey, because he's still in Japan. He's a mile to be in Japan. And we took a few bets. Yeah, but you're not. You were there beside Sandra. What's doing? How come you didn't get the... Are you going back for the finals?
Correct. We're going back for the finals. So we've got one of our boys over there at the moment, stuck in the middle of the typhoon, in the eye of the storm. And he's doing a couple of weeks out there. Then we go back again, which is great. So we've done the first two games, and then we've got the next two out of here, then we go back again. So, tonight... Georgia, as I heard you say, and then you're looking at quarterfinals, semifinals, finals. So, my interesting setup now that this typhoon's come through, and you're looking at Pool C, for example, and France and England, they'll finish England on top because they've cancelled the game when France had a chance of getting to the top there. So, it pretty much resigns us. I mean, I imagine we're going to win this game tonight against Georgia. Which means a quarter-final start is going to be against England, who are a good outfit. But, you look at those games, are they underprepared? The Kiwis, for example, go into a quarter-final, having played South Africa and then Minnows, Canada and Namibia. So, you talk about being a little bit sort of hardened going to these games, and, they're not at the moment. So it's going to be interesting how it all pans out, mate, absolutely.
What about the Aussie side? Tamua gets a run at fly half. Who are our halves going to be when we get into that quarter final, Berkey?
Well, I think that's the hard part, isn't it, Oz? You've played in grand finals and winning Australian teams and New South Wales teams. And the thing about it is, you know who your team is, and this is going to be the dilemma, and it has been the dilemma for so long for Checkers reign, I suppose, that. Yeah, you just need sometimes a little to understand who you're going to be beside, and to get the combinations going. So this one here with Matt Tamua there being at 10 and then Nick White at halfback, I think that has to be, they're just going to take a punt and set themselves in some kind of stone. But at the moment, the chopping and changing, I know we mentioned during the week is how it's having a good effect on the team. I don't know. I mean, I would rather have some combinations and understanding that if I'm in the team, I'm in the team. If I'm out of the team, I'm out of the team. So, the interesting selection debate is going to continue. I just don't know who they're going to go through. If they continue to this World Cup final, you've got to be settled for that one there. So, Tamua to start with, I like the way he plays. He'll do well tonight as well.
Is this a tactic, or is it just he has no real idea of what the best combination is? Because it sort of smells of both, to be fair. He's not quite sure, but he's also, doesn't want to, I suppose, overwork players too early. And, the modern day sport about resting players and making sure they're fully prepared and all the rest of it.
And Stewie, I think it's a tactic. I think it's a tactic, but at the same time, I don't think we've had a dominant 10 for a while. Bernie Foley was great in 2015 and he led the team really well. You're looking at combinations, aren't you, through Super Rugby that sort of then holds you in good stead when you're playing the test matches. So in a way, I suppose it's been hard for the selectors to choose because no one's really owned that spot and dominated that spot. They've all played well at times and parts throughout the last couple of years, but no one has stood up there and sort of said, hey, pick me because of my performances. So that's a bit of both of the previous question. But, hopefully tonight, someone like a Matt Tamua stands up, owns it in that, I suppose, that
first half an hour, I think, is going to be crucial when these guys have to get out there and rip in against a Georgian team. And yes, they're tier two, but they're going to be, you know, they're going to rip and tear to start with and try and put the Aussies off as much as they can. So they've got to be ready for it.
Yep, rip and tear. Matthew, enjoy your weekend. We will see you tonight with Sandra and Tim on Channel 10's First at 5.
So, I tell you what, mate, we could put you on the payroll for that that little sign-off, mate. That's fantastic. You boys go well. Like the bags, mate, as they say up in South Africa, mate.
Berkey, when we get together, we've got to watch you guys on telly. Yeah. That's the tradition.
Hey, mate, we can't put you on the payroll. No one's got enough cash. You're taking it all.
Laurie loves it when you're smirking at him before those stories.
I love it. All right,
good on you, Berkey. Speak soon.